What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 232 of the PS4 Blackcast. I'm JCM. With this week is Ms. Zaya.
Hello!
And Izzy's not here for some reason. He made plans and he didn't watch the PSX opening conference.
I'm so frustrated with him.
I know. I'm like, what the hell? I'm actually kind of glad it didn't run for almost 2 hours like it did last year, because it was pretty jam-packed back-to-back with stuff. There was no, like, here's our sales numbers. You know, I'm a little sad that Mark Cerny didn't come out, because I like Mark Cerny and he's got that voice. We did see him at the Game Awards, but I was hoping he'd come out and do something, but I guess we'll just jump right into it since it's all about PSX and I guess some stuff from the Game Awards. But Last of Us Part 2.
Oh my god!
Man, when they said it was in early, you know, super early, like alpha or whatever they said, I was like, you know, updated engine. I'm like, oh, so it's, I'm like, okay, so if it's super early, is it someone that hasn't made a PS4 game yet? So they're updating an engine they used on PS3. Mm-hmm. And then, and I'm like, or is it someone who already has a game out? And, you know, and then updated it for this new game. And it's like, it makes so much sense that they would update their Uncharted engine, because that was in development before the PS4, I guess, launched. And so now they've learned stuff, so they made changes to tweak it, plus to fit The Last of Us style, because that's not Uncharted. So I'm assuming there's no giant open spaces in Last of Us, so they can get more detail into it. But man, when they first showed it, I was like, okay, you got visual fidelity. I was like, that's cool. But then the tree with the marks in it threw me off, because I was like, are those claw marks?
Yeah, because I was sitting at my desk. As soon as I saw the foliage, I was like, prayer hands in front of my monitor, and then like the claw marks of the tree. I was like, oh no, they don't do that.
I was like, what is that? Is that claw marks? I mean, in retrospect, it's probably machete marks or something. But I was like, that kind of. But then I saw the car, and I was like, oh, there's the car. And then right when it showed the stop sign with the fireflies logo, I was like, fuck yeah! I
flipped my keyboard and was like, oh my god!
I know, I was so excited. I was like, yes, I was like, man, this is fucking great.
Oh my god!
And then, it was such a short-ass teaser, too, because it's like, I'm like, what the hell is going to happen? Who's she going to kill? What's going on? And, like, what is happening?
Oh, my heart is ready to be shattered into a trillion pieces.
What I'm curious, too, is, like, you sure you want to do this? Like, I'm wondering if that's something that, if only she's going to be in it, or, you know, if Joel's going to be there at all, or, you know.
Like a dual play, kind of like they did in the first one, where it switches characters at some point.
Maybe. Like, it made it sound for a second, I thought, like, he was saying, are you sure you want to, it's like, you want to go out and do it on your own kind of thing? And he's like, I want to kill us. So I'm like, but I'm assuming he would obviously go with her, because there's no way he would leave her alone. But man, I was like, in part two, interesting title. I mean, I guess, you don't want to give it, like, some sub thing. Like, you know, we all thought it might be Last of Us American Daughters because of the comic from Uncharted 4. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Uncharted, we'll come back to Last of Us, I'm sure, at some point, but they started the show with the Uncharted 4 DLC, which I kind of figured it was them, because it was super high quality, and I was like, what's this? But I was like, you know, who could this be? Like, because for some reason I had hopes that the DLC would be the daughter, and then, like, her going on her first adventure or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought that would have been kind of cool, like, to see, like, yeah, we don't get Drake, but... but maybe they'll save that for like a proper game or something. So having something that goes concurrent with the events of, I guess, 4 or before 4, because you have Nadine Ross. And because when it first showed Nadine, for a second, she reminds me of the character model from Nadine always reminded me a bit of, what was the name of the woman from The Last of Us?
The leader of the Fireflies?
Yeah, I'm totally blanking on her name. But
I can't remember.
Yeah, it reminded me of her. For a second, and then I was like, mm-hmm. Oh right, that's Nadine, and then it's Chloe, and I was like, and that looks pretty good. I'm curious how long it's going to be and what's going on there. That looks really good. That was a long demo too,
you know. I honestly for a second thought it was Tomb Raider, but then I was like, that's way too soon off of the like latest Tomb Raider wave.
Yeah that would have been, I guess, yeah, pretty quick if it was yeah, because it very well could have been, like, yeah, now that I think about it, because she could have been, like, going in some city that was under attack. But it was very reminiscent of Uncharted 2, how that whole city was, Nepal was under siege from Tsarevich. But yeah, that was, that's sweet. So I'm curious when we're going to get that. I'm hoping that's a nice big chunk of content, but that looked really good. But yeah, man, Last of Us Part 2, super curious now, if it's so early in development, when it's going to come out then.
He did kind of emphasize that it was very, very early in development. So I'm wondering if they had started working on it and then they kind of like reworked it to work with the PS4 Pro to like kind of push that console to its limit kind of thing.
Maybe. Well, like I said, I'm assuming the rework engine, like I said, is to make it, we're making a smaller game so we could tweak it to make it, but like when we think about which game we're going to talk about, but like the Decima, I believe is the name of the trailer for, or trailer, the engine that Kojima is using is a tweaked version, a modded version of the infamous Second Son engine. And that game like is a giant open world. So when you mod that engine, you go, okay, my, if Kojima's game isn't going to be as open as that, you can mod it to make it have better, you know, fidelity, I suppose, and do tweak it to do other things. I mean, you look at people do that with like Unreal and stuff like that. Granted, that's a little more, that's a medium version because people usually bring in like physics from in and all that stuff. But, you know, you can, engines can be pretty pliable depending on how you want to use them. But
you just pull the resources to do other things.
Right, right.
Within the world, basically.
Yeah. So it's a, yeah, I'm curious when it'll come out because you figure probably not 2017. Doubt it.
No. Yeah.
Let's see, because Uncharted just came out this year. In, when did Uncharted come out? The beta was in May, right? Uncharted came out in, or did it come out in May? Fuck, when did Uncharted come out? Uncharted came out in May, right?
I think so.
Oh man,
I don't remember that far back.
Yeah, Uncharted 4.
I wonder if at, I mean, obviously at E3 they're gonna have a big thing about it, but I wonder if they'll have like gameplay at E3, and that'll kind of like shed more light on when it's gonna come out. If they don't announce a date,
it has to be like another, it has to be another trailer at E3. You figure, because then they'll have more time. They'll have, you know, January, February, March, April, May. They have 5 months essentially, well, 6 months including December to, as you know, improve the engine and make decide what they want to do, because they could just shoot whatever they want. But obviously usually trailers like that are always, it's, hey, this is part of the game, like this is a cutscene, like that could be like, okay, this is going to be a cutscene from the game. But yeah, May 10th was an Uncharted 4 came out, so you figure, yeah, we'll get a trailer, we assume a trailer at E3, that'll be June, and then probably another trailer at the Game Awards for 2017, I'd assume. And I figure if they do a release date, it'll be then, because that's also when they did the release date for Uncharted 3 was at the Game Awards. And I believe the original release date for, well, I don't know. I don't know if the original release date was released at, for Last of Us when that was. But yeah, it could be maybe the Game Awards, and then it'll be a 2018 game, which is so far away. But 2 years, you know, I guess between games is fine. It's not,
that's
like
a pretty standard turnaround.
Yeah, but you figure because they have two teams, you would think it would be, they could pull off more of a year and a half, maybe a year kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because let's see, because Last of Us came out in 2013, right? Because Last of Us came out before the PS4 launched. And that's 3 years, so I'm hoping we don't have to wait until 2019.
Oh, God.
But you figure, hopefully not, but man, it's,
oh. Now that it's been confirmed, I actually cannot wait that long. I will die if I have to wait that long.
Oh, damn it, I gotta wait. But, oh, man, I kind of wish there'd be more story DLC for Uncharted 4, not just the one. I want more DLC. Because I think about games like Rainbow Six just got announced for a second year of a season pass, so there's going to be more operators, more maps. And I'm like, man, I wish other games would just do like, hey, we're going to do more story DLC. Like, I want more stuff. I don't care who it is. Give me Cutter. It doesn't matter. I just want more stuff.
Oh, I'm sure they will. That's like one of their baby franchises. And they'll, as long as they have stories to tell in that world, they'll keep making it. And now that they have a new character, an actual new character that was created, they can play off of that too.
Right. But yeah, man, Last of Us, man. But
right. I'm gonna go watch that 6 hour movie cut again. Like,
yeah,
just to,
that's a game I want to replay again at some point. But I got so much stuff right now. I got to get through probably next year, maybe even between some stuff. I'll play it again.
I would love to get the PS4 version. I'm gonna hawk around holiday sales for the next month, and if it goes even on slight discount, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. So jumping to some other stuff from PSX, the, you know, I was actually surprised that the remaster level that they're doing for the Crash Bandicoot games, the Insane Trilogy. And it's funny because when you watch, it shows like the old footage from that level and the new footage. For some reason, I don't know what it is. It's like seeing the updated version makes it look like the levels are smaller. Like I feel like they were bigger. Like there are certain scenes where they show, and I'm like, I feel like it was bigger in the original, but it could be because the characters were a little more triangular and pointy and kind of thin, I suppose.
I think maybe just the lack of like stuff on screen and the lack of like depth and detail in the levels. It seems like there's a lot more just stuff on the screen now.
Yeah, I guess, and maybe that seems like it's a little more claustrophobic than it originally was. But I thought that was cool. I liked how they, I was like, yeah, it's actually looking pretty good. I can see myself totally replaying those games because I do like the Crash games, and I did have the PSN versions on PS3. That would be fun to kind of go through and play those.
They look great. Yeah, I mean, I haven't played those games since my PS1 was like my only console, so it would be really cool to play them again.
Yeah, last time I played Crash Bandicoot was in Uncharted. So there's that. But that looks pretty cool. No God of War, but Cory Borlaug said there would be none, and he's not David Jaffe to where he's going to just say, you know, Twisted Metal's not going to be there, and then it's there. There was no more God of War. I'm assuming we'll get more God of War at E3. We got a new Horizon Zero Dawn trailer, which I'm glad wasn't as crazy. Like, I've been avoiding trailers for that just because I'm like, I don't want to ruin whatever the surprise is on the state of the world of, like, what's actually going on. I don't want to ruin that. So I don't want to see, like, any more, here's a room with, you know, technology in it, and you know, maybe there's a symbol that means something. I don't want to know that, so I'm glad they didn't show that a whole lot. But that enemy type that looks like the crocodile, that was really cool. And then the one that was invisible, I was like, I don't know if that's been in other trailers, but the first time I've seen it, I was like, oh man, they're gonna get you. That game looks great.
I'm so excited for that. I'm very much here for like robots and weird sci-fi and post-apocalyptic shit, and it's just like, I need it. I just need it now. Please just release it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of indie titles too that were interesting. Like, obviously, we got that House Marquee game.
Next Machina. Oh, yeah. It looks so good.
That looks really good. And then Death Machine, I think, is a sub for it. And then there was like a highlight reel for some indie games that were coming out. And there was one that was a very, had like this really nice, smooth art style that looked like it was drawn in 60 FPS, or like it was drawn to match the 60 FPS.
Yeah.
It looked pretty interesting, but I didn't see much of that there. I'm trying to think what else there was. I gotta open up like a IGN or something to see all these games. I know they're doing those HD versions of Parappa the Rappa and Patapon and Loco Roco. They're doing the Wipeout Omega Collection. There's another Resident Evil 7 trailer, and there's gonna be a final demo, I guess, that comes out. That game comes out so fucking soon. It's in January, and it's like,
what?
Yeah, Resident Evil 7 comes out in January. It's like January 20th. I know. You would
where
think,
the fuck did the time go?
I think it's just because it was announced so freaking. It's like, oh yeah, it'll be out here. It's like all of a sudden, bam, we get this game. Here it is. And it's like, what? And I feel like I haven't seen that much from it. But I was listening to a podcast. Game Informer had one of the guys, it was a former person from the Game Informer itself who now works at Capcom, and he had him on there interviewing him, and a couple of them had actually played more of the game, and I guess hearing more about it and how like the game does take place with like the Baker family are the primary antagonists of the game. There's four different people in the family, but it takes place like on a plantation, outside the plantation, everywhere else. So it sounds like it's still a big area.
Yeah.
And then they also talked about a different enemy type that's in it, called, oh man, I can't remember the name. But it's like this, I don't want to call it like a fungus, but, God, I wish I remember what they called the enemy type, but like there's an actual special enemy in it that can seep in through the floorboards or through the walls and then form up into this creature, but I forget what they are.
Oh, is it that goo that's in the trailer?
Yeah, it's that goo stuff. And one guy was telling me he was playing it in VR, and he turned around and one of those thing, I wish I remember what they call them, it was sneaking up behind him. And he turned and he's like, oh man. But so that got
no,
him.
No, thank you.
And I guess like you can obviously they talked about the guns and how you can take out the guys that are coming after you, but it's not a permanent death thing. It's kind of like the Nemesis, to where you take out the Nemesis and he just doesn't follow you anymore, but he will show up again later. So
Yeah.
it's basically, it seems like the game's like four versions of a Nemesis kind of like coming after you in different areas. It sounds really cool. And I'm definitely looking forward to it. It seems like it should be fun. And it definitely, they said it is after, it does, the game does come after six. So I'm curious how they're going to reboot, but still be a sequel kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, how does this tie in? Like, it's not, you're not Chris going around, go to Shanghai and go all these places and stopping these different versions of the virus, these things that go on. So I'm curious, like, how is this going to play out? How are they going to retool things? But yeah, that comes out so damn soon.
Jeez.
That is a game I'm curious how it plays in VR. And especially if it's going to have a pro patch to make it maybe have a little high rate. Because I've seen a lot of games, Digital Foundry did a nice comparison of games that are pro patch on PSVR. And while the unfortunate thing is they can't capture the headset, they're capturing the breakout box. They're not capturing all the extra detail you get because you're getting that breakout box stream. But you can still see it. You can see like there's less pop in and like Robinson the Journey. The edges of the screen are usually a little bit blurred on the base version, and in the pro they're more clear, a little more detail and a lot of stuff. So there's definitely benefits. And they say while you don't might not see it as much on here, there is, you definitely can tell when wearing the headset. So I'm curious if Resident Evil 7 will have a pro patch out the gate for some stuff. But yeah, that game comes out so soon. We also got the Marvel vs. Capcom was officially announced, which everybody figured it was. Knack 2, that kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I guess that
Yeah.
it did sell well, but that was weird. Just also was like Knack 2, but I guess like there were a lot of people. I mean, a lot of the reviews I saw, at least like the game was competent. It did some stuff really well. It just there wasn't a ton there, I guess. Like it was just didn't quite reach there. Like I said, it had promise, but there just wasn't there. So maybe they'll take all that feedback and put it into Knack 2 and maybe make it a little more, fill in those gaps that all the reviewers felt like was missing. But I never played Knack, so I have no opinion on it. But it was just kind of surprising, like, Knack 2, interesting. But it looks like it's going to have co-op. Let's see, what else did we get? Yakuza 6 and Yakuza Kiwami are confirmed to the West. I'm not a Yakuza fan, so I never played any games, so I have no idea if
Those
that's.
games are wildly weird, but
Yeah.
they're supposedly really, really good, so.
Then we got the trailer for Pyre. It's a co-op. Looks like a co-op. What does it call it? Co-op RPG? No.
Yeah,
That.
they called it an RPG.
Yeah, that looked interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. We also got Nier Automata. Got a release date for March of 2017. We got a new Neo trailer, which looks really good. And then let's
That
see.
game.
Danganronpa 3 is coming to the PS4 in the West. Because I know it's a lot of people wanted that. Let's see. What else did we get? I'm trying to scroll through. I gotta refresh this page. This is old. I got another Last Guardian trailer. MLB 2017 The Show trailer. I like how it brings in that little classic mode kind of thing. That's kind of cool.
But the graphics are still like
Yeah, it's still.
PS4
Right, but
graphics.
your character's just sliding because you're moving them. And that was pretty
It looks
funny.
funny.
Yeah. And yeah, so. Yeah, man. And Last Guardian comes out next week.
Yep.
Yeah, that's. I'm surprised they showed another trailer, even though it's like, it's next week. But that game will be interesting. I'm curious how it's going to go. I mean, you figure if you look at 15 selling really well and it's reviewing well. So people like that, despite the flaws that they might have with it. But
15 is fantastic.
yeah, a lot of people love it. I don't know when I'll get to it. Since I'm going through all this other stuff right now, but at some point I'll get there.
Have lots and lots of time on your hands. I'm almost 40 hours into it, and I'm not through with all the side quests and stuff yet.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that I want to do though, because I know you can beat it in a relatively decent amount of time if you just go straight through. But I know a lot of people say a lot of the side dungeons and stuff are really fun.
It's worth doing as many as you can until about halfway through the game, I don't want to spoil anything, but there are some like higher level dungeons that you'll want to complete, but it's super easy to get distracted and over leveled. Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's a, so I'll be playing at some point, but,
it's good.
Yeah. And then I guess we can jump over to the Game Awards because we got a new trailer for Death Stranding, which officially confirmed that Mads Mikkelsen is in the game, because there was rumors. And the way the rumor came about is hilarious, is that I guess there was that tweet that Kojima made a while back. He's like doing some capture or something like that. And it was, I remember the picture. I can't remember exactly how it was, but it was essentially like there was a sleeve of a jacket that was in frame in the foreground, and my background, I think, was computers and stuff. And so, and I think maybe saw part of the hand. So that's all it was this like someone's wearing a jacket and they're in the studio and that's it. But then later, like, I don't know if it was like days later or what, but some fan ran into Mads Mikkelsen on the street and took a picture with him. And I guess, I don't know if it was Reddit, but the internet noticed that the jacket he was wearing was the same jacket that Kojima had tweeted a few, you know, prior.
So all right, like, look, they're
like,
internet.
I know, it's like the Samsonite bag in Meet the Fockers. It's like, maybe they had this crazy business plan to make more than one, you know, bag. But, yeah, so it's like, they started going like, is it the same? Is it the same? Like, they started thinking like, maybe it is. I mean, who knows if it was like a super unique jacket, not sure, but this trailer confirmed it.
That's funny.
Yeah. And he had the little, nice Easter egg of Guillermo del Toro, in the trailer, which it must, like, we talked about it in text, but yeah, it must have been like a last minute thing or not finished rendering or something, because his capture didn't seem near the quality of Mads Mikkelsen's. It seemed like it was just done real quick to, damn it, come on, box, done real quick to just be a nice little fun thing in the trailer.
Yeah, the facial motion and everything was like really good and it matched everything else. The texture was just off.
Yeah, it reminded me, like I said, it reminded me of L.A. Noire, where L.A. Noire kind of had that smooth, no added textures. Like, we captured it, but we didn't do the, you know, sit in the chair with millions of cameras around your face taking pictures, capturing that detail like it has on Mads Mikkelsen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then someone released a thing, I don't know if it was today or earlier today or yesterday, but they realized when you play the trailer side by side, at the same time, the moment when Norman Reedus loses the baby in his arms and it disappears, it, in the new trailer, it cuts open. That's right when Guillermo plugs in the pipe and turns, like, the light comes on in the little capsule and you see the baby. So it's like, it almost seems like the baby teleports from Norman to Guillermo del Toro. And
oh, that was totally planned.
Yeah, Gima, it's like, loves, yeah, shit like that. Yeah, there's no, yeah, in the comments, like, he's like, man, there's no way this is a coincidence. It's like, if it's Kojima, there are no coincidences.
Absolutely. He loves linking up his trailers.
But yeah, that Death Stranding trailer, the new one, was pretty crazy. Because you see, like, it's something got, like, it looks like that World War II aesthetic to it. But Mads Mikkelsen's wearing current military garb. And all the soldiers are skeletons. So I'm like, did you resurrect them from the ground? Like, did they come back up and they died in their uniforms? I don't know what's going on here.
He's a Metal Gear Solid boss that didn't make it into Metal Gear Solid.
That's right. Is that, that's what's going on, man. Black goo.
But yeah,
it, that looks super interesting. I'm curious what's going on. Again, I'm curious how long it's going to take him to get finished with it.
Or at least like a playable showcase.
Yeah, because they got
where somebody's playing it on stage, because that hasn't happened for it yet.
Yeah, what's weird is so the game, the engine they're using, he calls it Decima, which is we talked about the modded version of the Second Son engine, which makes sense because it kind of got that same visual. People had speculated that was the engine back when the first trailer came out that they were using, because they did like comparison shots of how Infamous Second Son looks in certain like Vista shots compared to a similar style to the initial trailer. But Decima is the Roman name for one of the fates, like how the Greeks had, you know, the three fates. I forget the name of the fate in Greek, but in Roman, Decima is the Roman version of her. And she's the one who measures the threads of fate. And so there's the one who spins, the one who measures, and then the one who cuts, and Decima is the one who measures. So I'm curious, you know, what kind of stuff he's working on there, because, you know, he talks about, you know, we know what stranding is that whales do, and he talks about, you know, you know, using sticks and rope to keep each other apart and keep each other together. And so, yeah, I'm curious if Decima, if there's much of there, like, you know, the threads of fate or some kind of theme. But it looks interesting because, I'm curious, not sure, like, the tank in the trailer had, like, all these, it looked like guts, like intestines on it.
Ugh.
And it was going through, like...
And it just, like, goops a organ down, and you're just like, why did you do that? That's gross.
What's happening? And then, yeah, and the goo, like, falls down along the wall. I thought it was going to get, like, Gamma, like, creep up on his suit or something, but...
Oh, yeah.
It didn't, but yeah, this is a... I don't know, man. Some weird stuff going on. I'd like to have to show he did do that one more thing before, after he walked up. I thought it was really funny. I was like,
yeah,
you're going to show us something. It was way more than I expected to. And for a second, I thought, like, man, this seems like it's almost just like the other one because, you know, zoom in on the sand and there's some crab.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, no, there's no handprints with black stuff, so it's not the exact same trailer. Because, you know, we've seen that things where, like, they have, like, a... We saw, like, the PS or the PlayStation reveal for the PS4, and, like, they show a trailer, and then they show the exact same trailer at E3 at the Sony thing. Like, it's just the same trailer. You showed it.
Or, like, a slightly extended version or something, or something cut into the middle of it.
Right, yeah. It's got, like, you know, it shows the credits, and then it shows, like, an extra scene.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, I don't know what's going on there. But,
It's going to be super fucking weird and super fucking good.
Yeah, they also showed gameplay of Mass Effect Andromeda at, Game Awards.
That looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I'm still curious how it'll be. I guess because initially I was talking to my cousin, like, I guess they said they were wanted to be a standalone game, not necessarily like a new trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's standalone, I can see getting into it, and just have it be an if it's just an anthology, to where you don't have to know. If you play this game, it doesn't necessarily matter when you play the next game because it'll be just another story told within the Mass Effect universe.
Yeah.
Which, in that case, I could see playing if I don't have to commit to multiple games. Especially if I don't enjoy it that much, I'd be like, oh, well, now I feel like I have to play them.
You're too invested in the story at that point. It's like Final Fantasy 13. You get to Lightning Returns, and you're just like, I fucking gotta see this through. Like,
luckily for that one, I was just like, I didn't even go into 13.2 and Lightning Returns. I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. I think luckily I had some other games to hold me over, so I'm like, I'm just gonna read about it. I don't need to go back. But yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any other thing announced at the Game Awards. I don't think there was announcements, but I don't remember because now I just got PSX on the mind.
I don't think there was anything super groundbreaking. I mean, that wasn't like...
Let me try to go back to find out when it was, because it was Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just scroll through this. Oh, we got the Bulletstorm Remastered trailer for...
Oh, yeah.
Because that was rumored, and that got officially announced. Gearbox said they're becoming a... They'll be publishing games for smaller studios, so that's kind of cool. I like that. I like to see when companies do that, where they go like, hey, we'll help you, we'll help fund, you know, smaller people to get their games out. So I guess
especially when it's like a big well-known company, and people will see the name attached to it and automatically think, oh, I liked Borderlands, I'll try this because they like it too.
Yeah. We officially got an announcement that there will be a Guardians of the Galaxy Telltale game. The trailer wasn't really much of anything, it was just telling you that it was there.
Sound doesn't travel in space.
Yeah. And then, let's see, the new trailer for the Shovel Knight Spectre of Torment got shown. It's a prequel to Shovel Knight. And there's that new Walking Dead trailer. And I think that was basically it. I don't see much else from PSX, or PSX, sorry, Game Awards.
Tank computer.
Oh yeah, the tank computer giveaway. I tried to go to the site and the site wasn't up. You know, I thought he said go ahead and, you know, check it out now, or, you know, try to get in there, but I didn't, you know, I couldn't didn't see it there. Didn't let me click on it, but I think maybe the webpage was getting bombarded or something.
Probably like immediately. So
yeah. But yeah, that's I think that's all there was from the Game Awards. Yeah, I don't see much of else that was. We got a new Prey trailer with actual gameplay. That game looks interesting.
People need to learn that if there's black goo on the outside of space things, don't fuck with it.
Right? Well, it's Russia in 1950, so it's like, yeah, there's something out here.
Before all the terrible space things have happened in the universe.
Pull me in. It reminds me of the trailer for that new movie in space with Ryan Reynolds and a couple other people. I can't remember the actors' names, but they like, I think it's called Life. And the guy's like reaching in like, oh, we found like a spore, and like the spore's moving in the petri dish. I'm like, don't have your arms in there. I don't care if they're protected. It's moving way too much.
Don't touch that. It's not supposed to be moving.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of there was a movie that came out. It was a small movie. I don't think it did huge, but it was called The Last Days on Mars. And this has vibes of that, where like there's this, essentially we had a colony on Mars, or not colony, but like a space station there. And then a storm is coming in, so we have to get off it. A lot like, it reminds me of a lot of a, I'm totally blanking on the name. The Mars movie with The Martian, where they have the same thing, like a storm comes in, they have to leave. And there's some guys driving this rover, essentially, on Mars. And then they're trying to get some core samples, and the guy's drilling down to get these core samples. And then the ground collapses, and he falls into a cavern, and he finds... I think his suit gets cut, or either his mask breaks, so they can't get him because he's basically dead. But they see this like luminescent fungus that's in this cavern below the surface, and I guess they'd never seen before. And then they, the one guy goes down to go check it out and see where the guy is, and then he doesn't come back. And it turns out like this fungus ends up taking over his body and like spreading, so it, this movie, it's got Liv Schreiber in it. It's this new movie kind of reminds me of that, where like this space fungus, this organism is kind of like taking over. Kind of reminds me of that. But I guess that's it for the Game Awards. The Game Awards were pretty interesting because the way they did it, and I guess the voting was actually done by, not by fans, but there were some fan categories, but I guess there were actual outlets and stuff that, and I guess personalities, I suppose, that voted the Game Awards stuff, because
Jeff Keighley has like a hand-selected like panel or something like that that does a lot of like the main awards. And then the obvious ones like Best E-Gamer and Trending Gamer and stuff like that are all fan voted.
Uncharted won for Best Narrative, and then Dishonored 2 won Best Action Adventure Game. And then Overwatch, of course, won Game of the Year, which everybody figured it would.
Yeah, not surprised at all.
Man, that live performance of Doom was pretty cool, but I felt like it was way too quiet on the stream. I was like, you guys gotta crank up the volume.
Oh, yeah.
This is so quiet. But that fucking, like, 8-string guitar. Jesus, dude. I'm like, what? Calm down. I get it. You're hardcore, okay.
But, he wants the world to know that he is awesome and excited.
That's right. And he was fucking just tearing it up.
He was loving every moment of that. It was that adorable. Was
awesome. Man, it just makes me want a fucking Doom concert. I'm like, man, I would go to a concert just to listen just to Doom. Even the tracks I don't listen to, but it's like just to hear him. I'm like, I would watch that.
Like a live orchestra band concert like they do for Distant Worlds.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was that, kind of surprised that Uncharted didn't win the Best Action Game, but I'm not to say that Dishonored 2 is a bad game, it just, that was a big surprise. But I guess, you know, they gave it narrative, so like I said, it definitely feels more like the Oscars, where they split up everything, so there's no sweeps. Like, oh, we'll give director here, best movie to this one, best ensemble cast to this person, you know, it's...
Lessons learned from last year.
Right. Just sweep.
Take home every award.
It was weird that Blood and Wine was in a category, because it's just an expansion. It was kind of threw me off.
They should have a best DLC category, because DLCs can be like game length, but it's still DLC.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was a whole like another 30-hour adventure.
Yeah, but
it was significant. Like, it definitely was more than just DLC. It was weird to see it nominated. Like, it
it's not a standalone thing, though, is it?
Is Blood and Wine?
If it's standalone, then maybe I can see. But if you have to have the original game to play through it, I don't know. They should make a best DLC category.
No, I think you go and you get an invitation, and then you go somewhere and they take you to Toussaint.
Toussaint?
Yeah. Toussaint. Welcome, Geralt, to Toussaint. But they take you to Toussaint, and like I said, you get an invitation and they like they teleport you there. So now I think you have to have the base game to play it. It's not like a Infamous First Light or Undead Nightmare. Or that other, there's another Infamous game that the, oh, what was it called? It was the vampire one. That was a standalone DLC. but yeah, so it was interesting. It wasn't in every category, of course, but it won the category it was in. I think RPG.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there was that.
The Witcher 3 was just so good, they had to give it one more award.
That's right. but yeah, so it was fun to watch. I'm curious what I know they said there'll be some stuff that won't be shown at the conference but be shown at panels, so I'm curious if it'll be more stuff like maybe for Last of Us at the, if they'll have a panel or like a Naughty Dog panel, or maybe it'll just be on a panel, they'll show something, I don't know, but
I'm sure they will, because Naughty Dog showed two things at the opening, so I'm sure they'll have more on it throughout the weekend.
I want to see what panel, because I didn't even look to see what the panels are since I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll log back into Twitch and see if they're showing. Well, right now they're showing, it looks like, some Neo gameplay. But
fuck that game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what panels are. I know Kojima's on a panel, but I don't know if he's on his own panel or if it's like a panel with people, or if Jeff Keighley will be there to, you know, praise Kojima. That guy, dude. He's like, he's not dead. He's right there.
But man, Jeff Keighley's just in one of those like little like baby harnesses that's mm-hmm. like the monkey with the tail, and Kojima just is like holding a tail and walking him around.
Yeah, with a music box. No,
but yeah.
yeah, hearing that story about Kojima being locked in a room separate from the team for 6 months at the end
of that's fucked up.
I know, that's fucking crazy. It's like, man, but I don't know.
Japan is weird.
Yeah. Let's see. So right now, they're interviewing someone from Team Ninja. So I don't know if they'll be broadcasting the conferences or if you'll have to just wait for them to come on YouTube. But I'll have to definitely check them out depending on which ones they are. They had some pretty good ones from last year. Because I didn't get to go to all of them, of course, because there was a little bit of crossover and I did want to check out some of the floor. So couldn't look at everything. But I think like the narrative one was pretty good. I'll have to watch the one that Kojima's on, and then don't think I'll watch the, I'm curious what ones will be tomorrow, or if I'll watch the ones tomorrow, if they'll show them live, but there should be some good stuff, and yeah, I guess that basically wraps it up this quick, just all PSX and Game Awards. I got Game Informer in mind, because I was listening to the podcast. Yeah, it's all good stuff. I'm curious now what, if Sony will have new stuff at E3 that are like new game announcements, or if it'll just be more trailers for stuff they've shown here. But man, we got a lot of good stuff this week. Death Stranding, Uncharted DLC, and Last of Us Part 2.
So good. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's going to be good.
So happy.
Oh, man. I just hope we don't have to wait forever for... It's like, now I'm waiting for Death Stranding and Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah.
It's like, hopefully, I'm hoping Horizon doesn't get delayed. It's like, you guys gotta come out. Don't push it. I need something. But, all right, well, I guess we need a, secret word. Let's see, what was it last time? I want to say it was FML for Fantasy Movie League, which I lost this season.
By I forgot to do it again.
I was like, ugh. So far behind. So I owe Izzy $10.
Apparently, it's not enough that they send me an email reminding me to do the thing, because I still forget.
They also text you like 30 minutes before and the night before. They'd be like, don't forget to make your picks.
This current... should make reminders in my phone and still forget.
Yeah, this current weekend is being forecast is super low. Like, my picks were low, but they're not that much lower than the perfect box office. So, really, I'm doing pretty well so far, and I'm forecast above Isley, so it's nice to get a little bit of a good head start on the new season. But, of course, we'll have big things. Like, I'm curious how much they're going to charge for, like, Star Wars.
$800 freaking dollars, so it's the only thing you can put in your little box.
They'll probably, I'm curious what they'll do, because if there's nothing else, they'll do that thing where they break it up between the 3 days, like they did. They did that for Suicide Squad that one weekend, because there wasn't any other movies in theaters. But granted, they only do that if there's nothing else to pick. If it is the one thing, then they'll just do it like $900 something bucks, and then they'll be like, yeah, but hey, that could pay off, because I mean, the penalty you get for having an empty screen might be outweighed by the fact that the movie grosses more than anything else would.
Yeah,
but because I'm always curious about that with the Fantasy Movie League, on if not putting a theater or movie into a theater and having one empty screen or multiple empty screens, if that's actually could pay off. And there were a couple weeks where, or there was a week where not picking a last one and having a different, the perfect box office actually was a thing. Like, it came out, and there were a couple that were forecast to have like two empty screens, but then eventually came out that, once the final totals were in, that turned out not to be the case. But there was a week where having one empty screen worked out.
I imagine Star Wars would be a week like that.
Yeah, because I don't think I've seen a movie cost more than $900.
Well, you only get $1,000, so...
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, I've seen mainly, you know, $800s. Now, they will go up. They do go up by a lot when it's like... especially whatever was best performer, like when Arrival was best performer last week, it's like, oh, well, we're going to make it cost about as much as it grossed last weekend.
Which doesn't make any sense, because the next time it's not going to be best performer.
Right. And that's what they're trying to avoid, is they don't want to make it like the obvious thing. Like they don't know what's going to be best performer. Oh, it looks like they're starting another panel. I don't know which one it is though. Man, those seats look super comfy. Everybody's got like individual seats. What the hell is that? They didn't have that. Okay, Uncharted Lost Legacy's on stage, so I don't know what this is. Let's see. It's who's coming out? What's this? Oh, it's Sid Schumann. Whoa, there's Sid Schumann. Oh, it looks like it's a. Okay, they're doing something. So they're gonna watch something.
More about Uncharted Lost Legacy. Watch our full panel live from PSX16. That's just what they tweeted just now.
Okay, so I guess there's going to be more stuff here. So, yeah, it's Sid Jr. You might be talking to more people from Naughty Dog or something. So, all right, yeah. We'll wrap up the podcast since it's all about PSX, and I'm sure we'll have more to talk about next week if, you know, depending on what panels and there's more footage shown of new stuff. But so, secret word, I guess, will just be PSX. I'm sure we did that one weekend as well. But PSX will be this one. And, yeah, that'll wrap it up. So, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Zaya, for joining. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you guys next time.